Radio 1. Nur für Erwachsene.
Und wir grooven uns wie immer ein in dieser Sendung mit einem tollen Live-Set. Das wird heute von der niederländischen Band The Vices kommen. The Vices, das steht für die Laster, also nicht die LKWs, sondern die anderen Laster, sozusagen die Verdorbenen, die Durchtriebenen, die Sündigen. Eigentlich sind The Vices ein Quartett, aber wir werden heute Abend zwei Musiker begrüßen dürfen. Und ich kann Sie schon mal beruhigen, im Gespräch wirken Sie sehr gemäßigt, sehr sympathisch. Begrüßen Sie mit mir Floris van Luytila und Jonathan Kreuziger aus Groningen von The Vices. Welcome!
Hello.
The Vices haben sich, muss man sagen, im vergangenen Jahr schon, ja, oder in den vergangenen Jahren einen großen Namen erarbeitet. Das liegt an ihrem wirklich tollen Alternative Sound, aber auch sicher an ihren Shows. Mit denen waren sie jetzt auch gerade bei großen Festivals, also beim Great Escape in Großbritannien, beim Pink Pop in Belgien und sogar beim South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. Congratulations. Und wir sprechen hier miteinander, weil es ein nagelneues Album gibt, Before It Might Be Gone. Ich würde gerne mal wissen, was so mit dem Titel auf sich hat. Floris, maybe you can tell us a bit about this title. What is the story behind it?
The story behind the title. First, I'm sorry, my German is not too well.
Doesn't matter.
But about the title, I think the title is about that I was seeing people around me who were like clearly struggling with certain things, and then a little bit later I myself was too, and I saw that around me and also a little bit in myself that the easy way to deal with things is just to not look at them and just to move on, go away, don't think about it, but in the end the only way to really continue is to look at it and to sort of see all the not so nice things and deal with it, because if you don't, you will never, I think, maybe be able to see the road to the good again. And so it's before it might be gone, before the bad, but also the good feelings might be gone.
Also wir haben ja ganz kurz nochmal den Titel erklärt bekommen, bevor das alles vielleicht vorbei sein wird. Das übersetzt Floris damit, dass er eine ganze Weile lang lauter Leute um sich herum hatte, bei denen es nicht so besonders gut lief. Und dann lief es auch bei ihm selbst auf einmal nicht mehr so besonders gut. Und dann hat er auf einmal festgestellt, naja, wahrscheinlich geht es genau darum, zu kapieren, wann man wo steht und auch genau diese miesen Sachen mitzunehmen und als solche durchzustehen und zu kapieren, es kann alles ganz schnell vorbei sein und ganz schnell anders kommen, als man denkt. Also so eine Art Demut. Der Sound von The Vices wird gern beschrieben als melancholisch schleppender Rocksound. Also es gibt immer wieder so Ähnlichkeiten mit den Strokes, Jake Buck, den Arctic Monkeys. So your sound is described...
Jake Buck, that's in here.
Yeah, you are kind of a fan of Jake Buck, so I guess.
I like Jake Buck, yeah.
Yeah. So your sound is kind of compared to their sound. Would you agree? Would you describe your own music a bit like the bands I mentioned?
Jake Buck is maybe a bit more folkish in general, but they I think there is an overlap. Yeah, and people always dislike his voice, but I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think mine is similar to that, but I do like that very much. So I think there are certain things that are like...
similar or yeah. Kind of, yeah. And then there's one other very interesting thing about you. I just mentioned you came from Groningen in the Netherlands, and you even made up your own festival there, right? The Vice Fest. What is that?
Yeah, that's right. We started a festival. It was during COVID. And we always wanted to throw our own festival to do whatever we want and invite artists that we really like. And so we did. And it grew from that. We had some really great artists. We have a skate park where you can skate. There was a movie theater once. There was a small jazz cafe where there was live jazz and you could play chess. And the idea kind of is that you could just walk around and just discover new stuff all over again. And at one stage, it could be a singer-songwriter, and then after, it could be noise, and it could be rock and really loud, or it can be electronic music. And you never know what to expect everywhere you go. It's like a fever dream. That's kind of the idea. And it grew out to be quite, now I think, quite a big successful festival, which we are really proud of. Yeah.
Super.
And it's here. Like, once a year, yeah. It comes to Berlin.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
When is that?
I don't know yet, but in the end of the year somewhere.
Super.
Yeah, we did it last year. We did it last year.
Okay,
yeah.
So also das Weißfest, das die Band gegründet hat, war zunächst in Groningen und war wirklich so gedacht als so ein Treffpunkt, wo es also nicht nur wahnsinnig tolle Bands zu entdecken gibt, sondern es gab auch einen Skatepark, es gab ein riesengroßes Programm drumherum. Und das Ganze ist so eine Art Exportschlager inzwischen geworden und wird in diesem Jahr, das Datum ist noch nicht ganz klar, aber auch nach Berlin kommen, also sehr, sehr toll. Dann in Antwerpen, Budapest und London, there's a volume, right?
Yeah, we didn't do it in Budapest yet. We did it indeed in London and Berlin and Ghent in Belgium.
Ghent, wir sagen Ghent, glaube ich.
Ghent. Ghent.
Ghent. I love
it. It's the Dutch. But the dream would be to have like a traveling circus with where you take a part of the lineup, so part of the artists, but
yeah.
Not just musical artists, all the artists that are there. Part of that you take it and take it on the road and
like a Polonaise through Europe.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a circus Polonaise, exactly.
Yeah.
There's one other thing I wanted to ask you. I read that the Vices are also like Spotify radar artists. What does that mean actually? How in which kind of respect does that help you as a band?
Well, it helps a lot. They pick out a few artists that they want to support during a campaign of the album. And they picked us to help us a lot and support us a lot with our new album. Yeah, it helps a lot. I mean, everybody listens to Spotify and it's really great that they have our backs.
And what does it mean? Like, you're via algorithms, you are presented more often?
I am not entirely sure how it exactly works.
But I think they just... They put you on banners on the street. They put you on people's phones in sometimes when you open Spotify, right? You get to see this thing.
I see.
Like album out by this artist.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that. Playlist, I don't know exactly what, but I
social
think those
media.
Things.
Yeah. Okay, also genau, ich habe gerade rausgefunden, es gibt dieses Radar-Programm bei Spotify und wenn man da als Künstler, als Band ausgewählt wird, dann wird man eben besonders promoted von Spotify und man wird beworben und wenn man sein Handy aufmacht und bei Spotify reingeht, dann erscheint da das neue Album, also ziemlich toll und es ist auch sehr, sehr hilfreich für The Vices. So, this new song album is very, very exciting and we are delighted that you're going to play some of the new songs. How would you explain your new material? How does it differ maybe from the album before?
I think it's the most us we ever did. This is the first time that it's really a representation of all of us, I'd say. And there were no boundaries or directions, really. So we are four very different people with different musical backgrounds. So everyone could put in whatever he wanted. So there is soul, there is blues, there is more psychedelic stuff. So I think by doing that, it's the most us. And it's also the most introspective, I'd say.
Yeah, the most natural.
Yeah.
We had a different approach during the recording as well. We recorded the album with Charlie Andrew in London. And a lot of times with the previous albums, we tend to overthink things a lot and just over-record and experiment too much with sound. With this album, when we had a right sound, we would just continue and just go on and just try to stay in the flow and leave all the little mistakes in there. Make it sound more real, more human, and more in the moment, I think. I think that was a different approach.
And we have to give Charlie an introduction, because that's totally right what you said. But Charlie is like, he did a great job. Charlie is a producer, and he was, at the same time, he was making an album with David Gilmore, and he did a lot of the things with Al Jay. That's how we found him, and he was amazing. He did a lot of great work. Like, he is on that album, really. You can hear that.
Yeah.
Wahnsinn, ja, toll. Also das Album Before It Might Be Gone ist, sagen die beiden, wirklich das, was bisher am organischsten wirklich sie selbst sind. Und es gab keine Begrenzungen dieses Mal. Es gab diesen tollen Produzenten in London, der wirklich alles so genau hat geschehen lassen, wie es dieser Band einfach am besten gefallen hat. Da sind auch kleine Fehler enthalten. Also es ist wirklich unverfälscht genau das, was diese Band auszeichnet. Wir sind jetzt sehr, sehr gespannt, zwei Songs zu hören von The Vices. Before It Might Be Gone heißt dieses neue Album. Und ihr geht jetzt rüber on stage und wir hören in dieser mini kleinen Umbaupause, bis ihr euch installiert habt, noch Ticket mit I Buried My Brain in El Segundo. Thank you so much.
Jawohl, thank you.
So, meine Damen, meine Herren, Andacht bitte, es ist angerichtet. Yeah. Normalerweise sind sie zu viert, jetzt sind sie zu zweit auf der Bühne. Begrüßen wir Floris und Jonah. The Vices, yes. The stage is yours.
This is the final song of the latest record, and it's called Still They Might Not Like It, the final song of the record.
Here I am again, speaking through this phone. I'm on an island far away, while looking out. Is there anyone who knows how a heart aches? Like a tinfoil memory inside a word. A lot of things might happen, a lot might not. I'd like to tell you all about it, or would you rather not? Is there anyone who knows how a heart aches? Like a tinfoil memory inside a world. Should be easier to tell. Walls are growing higher, they move around with me. The city's been fantastic, but now I barely see. Is there anyone who knows how to get away? Like a tinfoil memory inside a world.
As he said, it's just the two of us now, so it's quite different than normal. This is way calmer. But try to find the beauty in that. This next one is called Shaking Shoulder.
Gentle push of summer.
Everything always goes a bit different than planned, but we got the gist. Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. That was really hilarious. And we are really looking forward to hear two more songs in less than an hour. Sie müssen sich auf jeden Fall auch eintragen in Ihren Kalender. Am 2. April spielen The Vices live im Urban Spree in der Rehwalder Straße und dann auch zu viert. Man kann sich, glaube ich, vorstellen, dass das wahrscheinlich wirklich nochmal ganz schön reinhaut. Ja, toll. Bis gleich. Vielen Dank. Sie hören Radio 1 live aus dem Studio 1 im Bikini Berlin. Und so wie in dieser Show üblich, gibt's jetzt den zweiten Teil des Live-Musiksets. Heute mit der niederländischen Band The Vices. Sonst vier Menschen. Jetzt sitzt hier nur noch ein Mensch. Yeah, hat das seine Richtigkeit? It's just you?
Yeah.
Das wird immer weniger. Okay.
Jonathan has to go to the toilet. It was a...
Ja gut, da werden wir mal sehen. Das neue Album heißt Before It Might Be Gone. Der eine ist also auch leider schon gegangen, aber ich glaube, Floris wird das hier auch alleine rocken. We look forward to hear your next song. Please, yeah. The stage is yours.
This one is called Fooled Away. This is actually from the second record we released, so that's the previous record we released. And on the record, there's a lot of strings and a lot of extras, but here it's just me and a guitar. You felt this strange
else a dear. Well, it takes one to know, dear. You told your last to show him. I wish that we had known, dear.
Our final song here. Thanks for being here. As hell yeah. As said, we're coming back to Berlin on the 2nd of April. Then we're here with the full band, with a full show. And well, we would love to see you guys, everyone again. And we got shirts. If you want shirts, it's over there. This next one is a song that Jonathan actually mostly wrote. And this one is on the latest record. It's called Only For A While.
Curtains are falling, oh, I don't see where to hide. I closed all the windows, don't let anyone inside. It's me and the shadows, racing for the light. I didn't believe that I would ever lose that fight. And only I found it all again. Oh, my memories are dead. I'd rather wake up instead of spending days in my head. Oh, God, I've lost it again. Sometimes a word is enough to change the day, but the words are common, and I never felt this strange. And only for a while I found it all again.
very much. It's a pleasure being here.
So much. We are really impressed. The Vices. Vielen, vielen Dank für diese beiden fantastischen Live-Sets. Das neue Album heißt Before It Might Be Gone. Und Sie haben es gehört, am 2. April spielen The Vices im Urban Spree in der Rehwaler Straße in Friedrichshain. Thank you so much, guys. It was hilarious. Thank you. Thank you.